You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Guys, I want to thank the sponsors of this episode, Honey, joinhoney.com/views, and the ZipRecruiter job search app. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views, the podcast where Jason has something stuck in his teeth right now and he's smiling at me.
Oh, thank God this is only audio.
Only at the side. Ugh, it looks really gross. What did you eat?
You were picking your ass next to Natalie earlier, so don't talk to me.
I wasn't picking my ass. I was grabbing my ass cheek.
Okay, you're playing with your balls and your ass.
I was not putting my balls.
Sitting.
Natalie, was I playing with my balls? I was not putting my balls. I was grabbing my ass.
She's nodding her head, yes.
That's because she thinks I was playing with my balls. I was grabbing my ass cheek, and I was pretending it was someone else showing me affection because I recently got a divorce.
Oh, my God. I know. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I divorced Jason's mom. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be here for her whenever she needs me, even though we're getting divorced. All right, roll the intro music. What's up, guys? This is the Views Podcast. I'm David. That's Jason. And this is the David and Jason Show. I want to start off. Aaron's here as well.
Hello, I'm here.
Aaron's one of our friends. I got to surprise her with paying off her wedding the other day. Which was really fun.
Well, contributing. I wouldn't say paying off.
How much is your wedding going to be?
We were planning.
We gave her $50,000. How fucking expensive is wedding?
For the venue and the food alone, it's $30,000. And the venue's only $5,800.
And what's the other 20? Where's that going to go?
Well, figuring for the blow. Yeah. For all the drugs.
What, Jay?
You guys got to the joke before I did.
Oh.
yeah, so what are you planning on doing for your wedding?
What do you mean?
I'm really nervous. Yesterday I was in the car with Jeff, and we were sitting up front, and Carly was sitting in the back. And out loud I go, I just really hope Aaron doesn't cheap out and not use all that money on the wedding. And Jeff goes, well, I'm glad you said it loud, because then Carly's going to tell her this in private. And I'm like, yep, that's why I said it.
What do you mean cheap out?
I just want to make sure you use all the money I gave you on like throwing like the coolest wedding. I'm not saying like invite more people than you should. I'm saying like, I know you want like a small wedding, right? Like a smaller wedding.
Yeah, we have a 180 person guest list.
Am I invited?
Yeah.
Was I invited before?
I don't want to disclose that information.
I honestly just did it just so I asked if I can sit right on the altar in like one of those iPick chairs, like a reclining chair on the altar, so I have like front seats and I'm just watching it with popcorn.
He also wants his own cake topper.
Yeah, I want to be on the top of the cake with a vlog camera right over them.
That would be so cute.
Is he going to be able to vlog your wedding?
Oh yeah, 100%. I was going to let him even prior to him.
I'm so excited. What are you most looking forward to about your wedding?
Just like having a party with all our friends.
Are you regretting the decision to say yes?
No. Okay. Just cut the part out when I said yes. No, not at all.
I'm wondering what happens if you guys decide not to get married? Do you keep the money? What do you spend the money on?
Oh, I know. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, whoa, what if we ever get divorced? I'd feel so bad that he gave me so much money.
Well, no, because then the wedding would stop. But what if the wedding never even happens?
I mean, it will. Knock on wood. I don't want to jinx myself.
David, are you trying to get the money back?
Yeah. So let's just say I was to stop this wedding.
I'm like, I know you just divorced Lorraine, but I am still getting married.
And Carly, if you like stop driving, like what would happen to the Tesla?
Can I?
Would it come back to me?
Can I have the car back? I'm running out of money.
It's so funny. I tweeted. I was like, wow, like so sweet. David must have really wanted to be invited to my wedding. And so many of the comments are like, well, yeah, he gave you $50,000. Like, yeah, that's literally
that's a joke. What's up? What are you scared? Are you nervous about the wedding?
Yeah, because I hate when the attention is on me. Like, I like break out in hives.
Oh, you do. You actually break out in real hives.
Yeah. Like I get so just like overwhelmed. So like,
the first time you told me, I thought you were kidding, but then you got nervous from a situation. You had hives.
It's great. You're a YouTuber.
Yeah.
You hate the attention.
Well, it just, weddings are so scary because you're like standing at an altar and like, you know me, I'm a baby. Like I'm literally just going to be crying the whole fucking time.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's going to be fucking great.
It's yeah.
What day is it going to be? I'm just trying to figure it out for my vlog posting schedule.
I know, Dave, but I don't want to tell people because then I don't want people to figure out where it is.
When you were growing up, what did you imagine a wedding being like?
Nothing. I've never like been the type of girl that's like had this cookie cutter idea of like what wedding dress I want to wear.
Okay, this
like,
may be an intimate question. Jace, sure. Actually answer this too because you were married. Mm. Did you have sex in the wedding dress? Is that a thing? Do you have to do that? I mean, I know you weren't in the wedding dress.
Yeah, I put on the dress.
And my wife fucked
me. It's like
me.
A rite of passage.
Well, no, because I
feel like you just watch that in porn. Like, I feel like it doesn't actually happen.
No, I think I was watching like a bridesmaids movie or something. And the girls were like, you have to make sure the dress is accessible because you have to have sex in it.
Oh, no, I never heard of that.
Oh, that's not like a
thing?
I
have heard of that, but that's not appetizing to me.
No.
A girl, all wedding white and makeup, and that's not appetizing. It's not sexy to me at all.
Yeah. I mean, my dress is accessible, so.
It has like a little, it has a hole in the back, like a little pocket.
I'll leave the option open and let you know how it goes.
Well, I'm going to be there for 20, I'm going to be there for the entire.
We're going to do it now. Come on.
What are you looking forward to? Are you looking forward to the honeymoon?
Oh, yeah. I'm so excited.
Where do you guys plan on going?
TJ has always wanted to go to Bali, which I don't really care about. But since you gave us so much money, we can like fly first class and then I'll be like down to do that.
Oh, so where would you want to go if you could decide?
Probably like Greece.
Oh, okay.
And like some parts
of Europe. You don't want to go to like a warm place?
Greece is warm.
I guess, but only in the summer. Is it warm in the winter? I don't even know. I guess it is, right? Isn't Greece like nice? Yeah.
Like Santorini. Oh, yeah, you went.
I don't know anything. I could be making stuff up again. Oh, yeah. Greece is 90.
Yeah, I've always.
I met a woman this weekend at the meet and greet, and she goes, what's going on with David? He's joking around when he doesn't know all that stuff, right? And I'm like, no, he's fucking stupid.
That's fucked up. Cut that out.
Yeah, no. I really want to go to like Greece, like do like a week in Greece and then like a week in Italy.
That's
I've
awesome.
Never been to either of those places.
Are you guys going to have kids?
Yeah, but not for like a while.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your wedding.
Thank you.
I'm very excited.
Thanks for helping me.
Sure. I'm just glad I'm gonna get to come. And how much do I get? A plus 25? What did you say? I can bring anybody from my hometown? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think of them. How fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like once we get back all of the people saying they're not going to come, then I can include more people.
How much is it? How much is it for people that don't know how much like a wedding costs? Like what?
Oh my God, it's so much.
What
money.
Cost a lot?
I have a 17. So it's the bar.
The bar. How much
the
is
bar
that?
Costs so much. It's like $10,000.
Wow. And that's just for Zane's portion of the drinks.
Yeah. Literally. After we picked the date, my fiance was like, oh, do you want to like call David and ask him if he's around that day? Like just making sure.
What'd you say?
That you can go. And I was like, I don't think he has any plans for next April, but I'll ask him when I see him.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So where we're doing it, there's a 17,000 food and beverage minimum. So like you have to, no matter what, spend $17,000 just on food and alcohol.
Wow. So heavy eaters have to come.
Yeah.
Jason's invited.
Luckily the 10,000 covers the bar and then it kind of evens out.
Sure.
But,
well, I'm excited to go there. Again, thanks for inviting me. Is Jason invited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's your plus one.
Okay, perfect. How about we talk about something we can all agree on? Saving money. Honey is a free browser extension that scans the web for coupon codes and discounts while you shop online. Honey automatically applies the biggest savings to your cart at checkout like magic. It works on over 20,000 sites like Amazon, Nordstrom, J.Crew, Nike, Best Buy, Target, Macy's, and more. It takes zero effort to install, guys. It's two clicks away, and you'll start saving money anytime you shop online. Guys, Honey's great. It's literally just a simple add-on. It's so, so simple. There's really no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer in just two clicks. Don't take it from me. Take it from our listeners. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/views. That's joinhoney.com/views. Honey, online savings simplified.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The other day was our friend Stas's 22nd birthday. And Stas has been wanting like a Tesla for a really long time. Like, she always jokes about it. And her best friend's Kylie, and Kylie threw this like big extravagant party for her, like huge. So I'm like, okay, there's a really good chance like Kylie's surprising Stas with this Tesla.
Yeah.
So like, I was really excited for it, and like, I was like looking forward to this, and I talked to Kylie because she didn't know what to get her. And then I get a text from Kylie like on her birthday, and it's a video of Stas like crying in this Tesla.
Yeah.
And I just I was just like, I was so bummed out that I wasn't there to shoot it, to record it. Right. I was like devastated. I was like, oh, like, I was like, I'm so happy for you. But really, I was just like broken. I'm like, I can't believe she got her the car and I wasn't there to film it. And like, I couldn't move for like 15 minutes because I was just like, oh my God, oh my God.
Where were you?
I was here at home, and I just couldn't believe it. And then I got a text, and then I called them, and I was like, so how's the car? And they go, oh yeah, we were just fucking with you. No, we didn't get her a Tesla. And I was like, are you fucking serious? So I got pranked. I got pranked.
They got you. That's a good prank.
Genuinely, the only thing that bothers me in life is not being able to film something that I've been wanting to film.
Sure.
And losing footage. And that hit me right where it hurt. I don't think I described properly how like torn I was for not being able to capture that moment.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they really got me. And then when they told me that they were just fucking with me, it was literally like someone just brought like a relative back from the dead. I was like, yes, it was just a fucking joke. No, but yeah, that was awesome.
That says a lot about your mental state.
That is not right.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I don't think I'm in the right spot. I definitely need help. We had our friend Ilya's wisdom teeth taken out the other day.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Ilya's like my really close friend. It was me, Jason, and Natalie there, who was my other close friend. And we were waiting for him to get his like teeth done, and Jason texts me, and he's like, we should hire a stripper. Yeah. So when he's like under the influence, and like, because Ilya, Jason was like, I want him to like ooh at somebody, like I want him to like, what did you say?
Ogle. Yeah.
Like, I want him to be like, ooh, at a stripper or something. Like, that'd be funny for the video. And I said, no, don't worry. He has a crush on Natalie. And I was so glad Natalie was around. And then Jason sneaks a picture of Natalie, and he goes, well, the stripper's all here then. And it worked like fucking clockwork. He went under once he like got under the drugs from the wisdom teeth.
Yeah.
I asked him in private. I was like, do you like Natalie? And he goes, yep. He like, and this is like shit he's been holding back from me for like a really like he's been holding it from Natalie for a long time. Natalie, can you come here? Ilya like a couple months ago told me about like his crush on Natalie. And he's like, you think there's any chance that she likes me? And I was like, I don't know. And then even Dima, our other friend, would call me. And he's like, dude, Ilya keeps talking about fucking Natalie. Can you just please tell her that he has a crush on her? Natalie, did you know that he had a crush on you?
Not to the extent that he apparently did.
Yeah.
I always thought, like, you know, he's a guy. I'm like, why? Aw. It's not so that cute. No, but not as much as he did. And when Dima, like, stepped into the conversation, was like, dude, we can't talk about this. And I was like, whoa, this is actually real.
Oh, yeah, no, it's totally real. He'd bring up having a crush on you all the time.
Really?
Yeah. I thought you guys were totally like a thing or something, because you guys would always sleep in the same bed. So I'm like, oh, I assume they're like...
Well, yeah, he's like, it's like you. He's like my brother, you know?
Oh, that sucks.
I know, I feel really bad.
Poor dude.
Oh.
Well, is there a chance for him in the future? I mean, you don't want to say yes and you don't want to say no, but...
I can't predict the future, but I think if there was going to be a chance, you would need a haircut and a shave.
A haircut and a shave. He was so sweet. He was so nice.
He was saying the nicest things to me, like...
Yeah, he said, he goes, every time I'm around you, my mood
goes up. I was like, oh my God, my heart just melted.
My mood goes
up. He said the same thing about me, though, like a minute before.
He did.
Oh, fuck.
No, but that is true. You never like suspected that he had like a serious crush on you?
I never thought it was serious, no.
It's weird because he's your close friend. This is a weird situation. This is like, because he's a really close friend of ours. So he's like breaking some friend walls.
Now it's like, Ellie and I have always been really close. Like, when he sleeps over, he'll like sleep in my bed.
When I first met you and Ilya, you guys would lie to me and say you guys were cousins.
Cousins? Yeah, we used to tell everybody that we were cousins in like the fourth grade. I've known him way longer than I've known you. I've known him since the third grade, and then he moved away, and then he came back, and we're like, oh my God, Ilya's back. Like, he was like the greatest.
Yeah.
And then that's funny.
Maybe you guys are meant to be.
Maybe.
Everybody that saw the video was like, oh, wait. So Natalie and David must not be dating them.
Ew, that was it.
So I'm glad that cleared that up.
That was what needed to happen.
I get more wisdom teeth taken out. I also confess my love to Natalie. Natalie gets her wisdom teeth out, confesses her love to me. It's a love triangle.
Wait, why you? Why wouldn't I just admit to Ilya?
Fuck yeah, I guess.
Yeah, sorry.
I just kind of want to be involved in this love. Do you need your wisdom teeth taken out?
No, you've asked me enough times, and I'm like...
Everyone I meet now is like, hey, how are your wisdom teeth? Because I can get them out. All right, thanks, Nat. How was your stand-up show?
It was great. It was really fun. Sold out. Crazy crowd.
Sold out what? The hot dogs?
Because you were hungry? I ate all, yes. Well, everywhere I go.
No, you sold out the place?
Yeah.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, but it was in your backyard. That's what Dima came backstage, and he was like... He's like, yo, Jason, this is a big flex on David. I go, what do you mean? He goes, coming into his hometown like this, selling the place out. David's not even here. He's like, yo, this is a really big flex. And you know what's funny? That Ilya and Dima came out and the people went fucking crazy.
Yeah, Dima's weird too. So people probably like that, huh?
They loved it. Someone asked him a question and he started to like ramble and make no sense. And like anywhere else, you'd want to cut him off. But the people knew him to be a rambler, so they thought the more he rambled, the more they liked it.
Oh, wow, interesting. Awesome. Normally here, we just kind of shut him off. And we go, please, Dima, please fucking stop. But I guess people appreciate it in different places.
We're also here with Jeff and Cody. Jeff is our prison inmate friend, and Cody is Jeff's prison.
I haven't been arrested in years, and you keep saying that.
Cody's also here. Cody is Jeff's friend, who's now our friend. We just brought him out of prison.
Yeah, Cody's fresh out. He got out a week ago. He's still very, very institutionalized.
Cody, I want to say this real quick. When you walked in, I know you've been in prison for a while, so you don't have manners like normal people, but you do, because you took off your shoes when you walked on the carpet, and that was fucking really sweet of you.
Oh yeah, I treat others how I want to be treated. Life's a two-way street, brother.
Yeah, man, prison really did change you. I remember we
didn't know him before.
No, but from what Jeff told me,
it does. You have to apply it to yourself.
Yeah,
you have to want to change.
My favorite part was, I said this last week on the podcast, is Jeff, you were calling me out for listening to like shitty music. Like, he was like, this kid David just listens to a bunch of girly music and shit, and you're like trying to make me feel bad. And then Cody goes, nah man, I love that shit, put on Taylor Swift. And then we listen to Taylor Swift.
Hey Dave, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Hey, why do they make sidewalks?
Why do they make sidewalks? Why?
Because the streets ain't for everybody.
Wow, that's pretty good. There you go. That's it, that's all Cody, right. And then here, Jeff, so what happened today? Something happened with you.
Yeah,
this is real, by the way. This happened this morning.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just because Cody's back in my life now that I've been getting in a lot of sketchy activity lately. It might be bringing me back to my old roots. I don't know exactly what it is. Maybe it's just bad luck, but the cops came to my house
this
morning. 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Yeah, so I had a buddy staying with me who kind of was in a little legal trouble, but I didn't think it was a big deal because it wasn't like a serious crime and it was from a long time ago.
Sure.
And... you know, I get a bang on the door, and I'm like, who the hell is this? And I look up and it's Cody's not there. So I figure it's Cody. He just locked himself out or something because he makes a lot of mistakes like that. He's a little clumsy.
This is another prisoner friend you had staying over at your house that wasn't Cody.
Yeah. So basically my place right now is like a prison dorm. Even Nerf is dressed up in a jail costume.
Even your dog. Yeah.
Yeah, my dog. So I get this knocking at the door and I think it's Cody. I see Cody's not on the couch where he usually sleeps, his bunk pretty much.
Yeah.
I go answer the door and it's four detectives.
Oh, it's four detectives?
Four detectives, yeah.
Oh, get the fuck out. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so of course they're very aggressive and mean. You know, I'm in my underwear. I just woke up to their knocking. And
are you wearing a shirt? I'm trying to paint this for the viewers, listeners. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for my boner.
Yeah, I had my shirt on.
Okay, you had your shirt on and you had your boxers on.
Unfortunately, because if I...
David, get your hand out of your pants.
Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't want to scare anybody with my physique, so I had my shirt on.
I'm not going to...
Get down! He's got his shirt off!
He's too ripped! The bullets won't penetrate him! All right, and then... Okay, so then what did they say?
So, of course, they ask me right off the bat, do you know this guy? And I say, no.
They showed you a picture of him?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I say, nah, I don't know that guy.
But you know him?
Well, actually, no, I'm wrong. First, they said, are you the name? And then I said, nah, that's not me. And I was like, what are you guys here for? You got the wrong house. And then they go, do you know this guy? And I'm like, nah, is he here? And I'm like, absolutely not. Are you crazy? And they're like, all right, this is the guy. Cuff him. And I'm like, are you fucking nuts?
They accused you of being the guy they were looking for.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then I say, I'll get my ID. Stay right here. They say, we don't trust you. If you leave this door right now, we're going to shoot you. We don't trust that you think you're going to get a gun. So if you leave this door right now, we're going to bust in. And we'll pull our guns out on you. So I said, okay, why don't you try Googling me? Because I'm famous, buddy. And they said, well, it doesn't work like that. And they busted.
What do you think he was going to say? Oh, okay. Chief, we got to Google him. He's a YouTuber.
I love how David adapts my accent when we talk about these stories.
Well, when I think of cops, I think of New Yorkers. I don't know why.
Yeah. So they cuff me right away and sit me down on my couch. And I'm in my underwear, man.
Chief, hold on a second. Let me look here. Oh, fuck, he's famous. He's fucking really he's friends with fucking Dylan Francis, freak.
Yeah, we got to let him go.
So I'm back in handcuffs, and I'm like, the first thought that goes through my head is David Dobrik is going to have a field day when he sees this.
I'm going to have a good, and I am right now. You're on the podcast already talking about
this
it.
This is great content.
Or did you think it was a prank being played on you?
Oh, yeah. Did you ever think that it was me, maybe?
No, I could tell it was a real deal because these guys were crooked. They were, you know, they were the real deal. I've dealt with this situation before. When I was arrested in Miami for my longest sentence that I spent in jail, sure. It was an illegal search, and that's why I got off. But
so they put you in cuffs, and then they started searching your house without them having a warrant.
Yeah, so I'm screaming at them, this is illegal, you're all going to go down for this, I'm taking all your names. Of course, the usual, you know.
Duh.
And then, and so the kid that was there, he was asleep.
So the guy was actually hiding there, your friend was hiding there.
I mean, yeah, he was just a scared kid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't
He wasn't
know
hiding, he spent the night.
Yeah, I didn't know the situation. So, yeah, he's now, here's these guys bust in. And undercover cops, you don't know if they're cops. You don't know if they're gang members doing a heist. A lot of our friends growing up, they would use that as like a technique to do heists. Because, you know, you just say you're a cop and people would be like, okay, here's my wallet, you know, take my, whatever. Can you edit around this, please?
No, I like knowing about this. There you go.
Yeah, so the kid is hiding, and they have no idea, and they're just questioning me. They run my name. They find out about my previous, you know, arrests and probation, felonies, and all that stuff. All that good, juicy stuff, right? And then I'm about to get let off, and then the door opens, and guess who it is? My parolee friend.
Cody.
And my parolee dog in the jail outfit that we had for the video.
So Cody, who's recently released out of prison, walks into your apartment while the cops are in there.
Yeah, and he'll go to jail with any police contact. You know, like anything in a situation like that, they will just violate him and take him right back to prison.
So what happened?
So luckily, he was just getting Starbucks, and he saw all the cops. He thought it was another prank from you, because you decided to prank him the second we picked him up from prison after a four-year sentence.
Sure.
He thought it was another one of those, but how did you know, Cody, that it wasn't one of those?
Well, when I came into the house, I'm pretty well-rounded with law enforcement. I know how they look, and I know how they act. And I seen their badges were tucked in, so I already knew they were corrupt and dirty to begin with. And as soon as I opened the door, the dog runs in, and they were like, get the fuck out of here. And I took, no, I didn't even respond. I was like, okay, officer, no problem. And I left my friend Jeff for dead. And I texted him when I was down the blocks, asking him if he was okay. And then I looked on the side of the building, and I see two unmarked cars. One was a brand new Toyota Tacoma, and the other one was a Honda Accord with tinted windows with no license plates. So I knew they were the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we knew that David Dobrik doesn't have the budget for these undercover cars, you know.
So they told him to leave, and that was a good thing, because if
Thank
he was there,
God.
He would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah.
Wow.
He had no idea. You know, this is him just coming out to stay with a friend. It's really, like, his only opportunity, you know. Like, he didn't have a choice. It's not like he's going to come out to, you know, shop around for homes up in the Hollywood Hills, you know. Like
100%. And then they found your friend.
Now they find my friend hiding. As they're about to leave, they find him. Because he was scared. He was hiding behind a couch.
And your apartment's pretty small. I'm surprised that they didn't find him earlier.
Yeah, you know what? They went out on the balcony. They checked, like, all the hot spots, the popular hiding spots, I
guess. They checked the balcony first, and they didn't notice him behind the couch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what? Fuck him. This guy was a dick, and what he did was illegal. So you know what? I already gave it to him in person. I was a little worried because I was in handcuffs, and every time I've been handcuffed, those handcuffs have never come off and said, okay, it's your lucky day. I've never experienced that up until today, so that was pretty cool. I thought for sure, I'm like, all right, I'm going to at least spend the night tonight, you know. But they took him off. They took my friend, and his charges weren't that serious, so he got out, you know, bailed him out right away. And yeah, things are good now, and it's just another piece of content for David, you know. It's insane to me that this is
what's
what
insane to me that
enjoys.
this happened 12 hours ago.
Is it already 6?
Yeah, it's 6. It happened 12 hours ago. You had this encounter at 6 in the morning. I was napping. I was having a beautiful sleep dreaming about I don't know what I was dreaming about. Tooth fairies. And you're being...
I'm handcuffed in my underwear.
And you're handcuffed in your underwear.
Dude,
in your Hollywood apartment.
It's just insane that cops are so okay with breaking the law like that, you know? Like, they just violated my rights completely. And now I'm here talking about it to how many listeners do you have?
1 million.
That's insane. That's the craziest part.
Guys, hiring people can be tough, and I know for a fact, because hiring Natalie was a big mistake. So what if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? Now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. ZipRecruiter can help you find qualified candidates so quickly. It's so simple. It's the number one rated job search app, guys. Our listeners should download the free ZipRecruiter job search app today and let the power of technology work for you. Don't wait. The sooner you download free ZipRecruiter job search app, the sooner it can help you find a better job. So, guys, go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nash and try it out. ZipRecruiter genuinely is the smartest way to hire.
Cody, how? You've been out on the streets now 9 days. What's going on? What's it been like?
It's been a beautiful thing. I'm living sobriety. I'm enjoying the gym. I'm around positive people. And today was a little hectic. You know, I wasn't ready to go back to prison.
Cody sounds like he's covering, like his parole officer is listening, but he's actually like, that's the real him.
And it's just a wonderful thing about good, positive, inspirational people.
Have you had any good meals or anything that's been nice? Jeff taking you to Malibu or anything?
I had Mastro's in Beverly Hills.
Oh, wow.
I had In-N-Out, Chick-fil-A, bunch of juices, coffee.
How was Chick-fil-A?
It's bomb.
Yeah. Better than do you miss any of the prison food?
No.
No. Okay. No. So Chick-fil-A is better.
Well, actually, In-N-Out. I had In-N-Out in jail.
You don't say that.
All right.
You guys have been working out a lot. Who's in better shape now?
We're in different weight classes.
Okay.
He's 170, I'm 220.
This sounds like you guys argued about it before and just settled that we're in different weight classes.
Yeah.
Sounds like you guys were...
Yeah. When we go in there, let's just agree to disagree on this, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Why is it even close? Why does the weight classes matter? I outlift you, I outrun you.
Hey, I'm just stating facts. That's why they got featherweight and heavyweight. I'm more of a heavyweight guy.
Okay, guys, let's take this outside.
Well, I heard in the car that you can run 5 miles and you run a 7 minute mile, and Jeff can't do that.
Okay, I'll handle that because we do plan on racing. We've been doing Runyon, and Cody's agreement makes sense. He doesn't have mountains in prison. You know, it's all flat in there, you know, flat walls, flat ground. And he didn't get to experience that type of training, like interval training that I do every day with Todd. You know, so it makes sense that I smoked him on that. I almost forgot he was there. I had to, like, think, like, oh, shit, I came here with a friend. I got to go back and make sure he's all right, you know?
Because you were going so fast.
I was going so fast, yeah. I just completely forgot that he was there. He disappeared. He was out of my sight. But you know what? It is nice having him around. He's extremely positive and motivating. He's sober like me. And it's good to hang out with other sober people like you. Like I love going on trips with you guys because, you know, we could go to Vegas and nobody is going to go, like, sit at the tables and drink whiskey all night. And that will kind of, it won't trigger me. Like, I don't crave it anymore, but it's not a good influence to be around. So it's nice.
Well, Jeff, I am glad that you didn't get arrested. I appreciate that you came on the Views podcast.
I don't give a shit. I wish I did,
okay.
So I don't have to
okay.
be here.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Bye.
All right, guys, this next segment of the podcast is called Joe Cini Me Podcast. It's where we give our editor friend Joe 25 seconds to say and do whatever he does in return for editing our podcast. And we're live in 3, 2, 1. Joe Cini Me Podcast.
Joe. Oh, my God. So many people showed up tonight. Thank you guys so much for coming out to Madison Square Garden. Unbelievable. You guys sold this place out in 25 seconds.
Do you want me to talk during these, or do you just want me to give you your time?
David, we're in the middle of a live podcast in New York. Can you please pipe down? Guys, that was David Dobrik. That's weird.
Bro, you waste your fucking time, Joe. You waste your time with this.
Well, that's all we have for today. Yes, thank you guys for coming out. We'll all right,
that's
bye.
All. Sorry, that was Joe. He's not coming back next week. Again, big waste of time. I do have some bad news, and I know you guys are probably like, what can be worse than that fucking Teeny Weeny podcast? Well, it's my friend Jason had to run, so instead I replaced him with a new co-host for the time, and it's celebrity DJ Dylan Francis. Dylan, say hello.
Hello, 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 hello.
That's good. Give them something that they could, like, know you by, like, when you come.
Bam, bam, get low when the whistle go. Bam, ba-da-na-na-na-na.
So that's Dylan Francis. That's the guy. First of all, that song's huge. That's your song.
Yes.
You made that song with
DJ Snake.
But you take 100% of the credit, right?
No, 50%.
No, I'm kidding.
No. We both put in our 50%.
So how does it explain to me? I have so many questions about being. First of all, my assistant told me to ask, how are your, as a DJ, mm-hmm. how long have you been DJing?
10 years now.
10 years?
Yeah.
When did you realize that it was like, oh, this is your thing now? Like, this is my new job?
Once I was able to buy, or not buy, I was able to, like, lease my own apartment downtown.
Oh, okay.
But it took a while.
Yeah, and now you're making, you don't like talking about how much money you make.
No.
But I guessed.
I make a fantastic living, and I really appreciate everyone that listens to my music.
What is it?
Look, what, man, giving I just hate when church? People talk. I hate when people talk about money.
He makes $75 million a month. No, he makes good money. My assistant was wondering, what are your DMs like?
What are a DJ's DMs like? I don't look at them anymore.
You don't look at them?
No.
No, what was it like before when you did look at them?
When I did look at them, there were some that were really, really funny. And then, you know, there's some interesting ones.
Was it a lot of people throwing themselves at you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you respond to that?
You know.
Sure, okay, I know. Where's your favorite? Okay, what was your first big hit song?
My first big hit song was a song called IDGAFOS. And
I don't give a fuck.
Or shit.
Uh-huh.
And it was the reason it was so big was because Avicii, when he was alive, rest in peace.
Sure.
He had a radio show and he played it on this radio show, and that's like how.
Oh, so Avicii gave you kind of your start to the whole thing.
I would say Diplo did, but Avicii helped me like break into more of the European.
Oh, that's crazy! You've been doing this for that long, and Diplo and Avicii have both been around longer than you have. I'm not saying yes. That like to rub it in, but yeah. Like that's crazy because 10 years is long. How long has Diplo been doing it?
Diplo's been doing it for, oh my god, a long time.
Yeah, who do you think's a better DJ? You or Diplo?
Diplo, for sure.
And when you're standing next to him and you guys are both pressing buttons simultaneously, can you? Does he push them harder than you? Faster than you?
He pushes them way harder and way better and faster and stronger.
But, so I'm assuming he's a better DJ because you think he makes better music.
No, he's a better DJ because his song selection and collection is incredible.
What makes a good DJ? Is it the original songs you create or how you remix an older song?
I think you're asking the wrong question.
Okay, tell me what
I'm
should ask.
Tell you, I think you're asking what makes a better producer. Because for DJing, I think it's different because like you don't really necessarily have to make originals to be able to be a really good DJ. If you can read a crowd really well and have a really good collection of songs where you're like, oh, I know what to play right now. That's going to make this, you know, go
on. Oh, interesting. But then I feel like if you're only remixing songs, then you can't like build your own name, right? Because then you don't have like your own music that's coming out.
Yeah, you definitely need to have originals.
Do you do more originals or do you mix more?
I mean, I do both.
You do both?
What
do you 50, like more?
50. I love both.
Is DJing, paint me a picture because I've never DJed.
Yes.
Is DJing easy, difficult? Is it time consuming? Is it relaxing?
It's time consuming. You have to keep making edits, keep looking for new edits of songs.
What's your favorite song?
Right now? Probably Campfire by Aminé.
Okay, cool.
Or Blackjack by Aminé.
You don't like ABBA?
I love ABBA.
ABBA or ABBA?
ABBA.
ABBA.
I'm saying it the way that you said it.
And do you include like throwback songs a lot? Do you fuck with the crowd? I've seen DJs do like...
Yes.
Yeah?
There's a video of me playing Turn Down for What, and right when it says Turn Down for What, I held the record. So everyone's like... and then it goes.
What other gags have you done? Because I'm
I've curious. Played Dancing Queen,
you
which
have?
I told you, yeah. I'll try to find a video of me playing it, but I have.
I don't get why people don't play that. Every time I throw that on at a party, people fucking lose it.
Yeah,
it's like I feel like a DJ.
I love that song.
When you have, let's say you're on a long car ride.
Yeah,
I'm curious about this. And someone's do people automatically hand you the aux cord?
Yes. And I say no, this is a bad idea.
Is that always your responsibility? Like, oh, Dylan knows what song to play.
Hell no.
No.
I won't take that on. I already take that on every night. I don't want to do it in a car.
That's the worst kind of fucking pressure.
Yeah.
Like when you play a song and then especially when you're
look around.
Yeah, like, when you're in the front seat of a car and there's like a bunch of people behind you and you hit play and all you're doing is just listening to see if people go, "Yes, David."
That's so true.
That's the fucking best. Every time it happens in my Tesla, it's always I'm with my friend Todd.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Todd, like, he really hypes me up, and like when there's new people that come in my car, he goes, "Yo, wait till you go for this car ride. David plays the best music." He says that every time.
Really?
Every time we get in the car, he says that. And it puts so
much sets a precedent.
He puts so much fucking pressure on me. Because now I'm sitting up front, I'm like, what the fuck do I open with? But I know
you're like a DJ for your car.
Yeah, but Todd has like a really weak spot for Leanna Lewis, "Bleeding Love."
Okay.
So I always start with that, and then he's just in a good mood.
You basically are doing what a DJ would do.
Yeah,
you get on the crowd side.
Yeah,
because once the crowd has heard a bunch of songs that they want to hear, that they're like, man, I like this guy now. He's playing a bunch of records I like. You can go anywhere with it. Because they're on your side.
Oh, interesting. Is that how you start off?
You legitimately just did what every DJ is supposed to do.
Oh, that totally makes sense. Okay, yeah. So start off with songs that...
Get them on your side, because then you can take them anywhere. You could play the weirdest, stupidest song, but since they were like... Well, he was playing amazing songs before. Like,
what song is always a hit for you? Like, what song is like, this? I know this is going to work. I just got to think about the rest of the music.
Always a hit is like Lemonade. Or is that? Yeah, that's what it's called, right?
Lemonade.
Lemon? It's Lemon.
Beyonce?
No. Lemon. It's Lemon. Sorry.
What is it? Lemon song? Lemonade.
It's the one with, what's it called? Rihanna? Pulled up in a lemon. Not to be a lemon.
Oh, really?
That song is a guaranteed every single person can be like, oh, yes. Okay. Let's do it.
Have you ever been booed off stage?
Yeah. I didn't leave the stage, so fuck them.
Oh, really?
I stayed. It was I'll paint you the picture. It was this festival in Seattle, and it was there are these type of people called Wooks.
Okay.
They're like the really super hardcore dance fans, like really crusty
like
people.
The guys that like that make all the dancing videos at like festivals, like they have cool dance moves, or no, not
no.
Like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's probably some of them, but it's
Wooks.
Like it's very like heady music, quote unquote, where it's like they don't want to listen to any pop music. if you play pop songs.
Oh, it's just like rhythm and beats, yes. Right? And like electronic shit.
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
So I played We Found Love in a Hopeless Place because I thought it was really funny because we were in like the depths of Seattle. Like we weren't in the city. We were out like 3 hours outside in a forest.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny. Yeah. And it was actually really funny too. I still laughed on stage, but I remember like the song hits out and everyone goes, "Oh, boo! No!
Get the fuck
swear
out."
Swear to God. Swear to God.
And that was the first song you played that was by a popular like DJ?
Yeah. They did not like Calvin Harris there at all.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I think I got a...
And then what'd you do? How'd you win him over? You probably played ABBA.
I went into another song.
You played Lemon?
Yeah. Before it came out. You guys are going to love this record.
And you just played another song?
I just played another song and that was it, yeah.
You've never been booed off stage. I saw something. No. Someone threw something at you once?
Yeah, someone threw a full RC Cola can at my face at a festival and I had to get stitches.
Was it out of anger or was it out of support?
I think that they were definitely like, "Yes!" and it just
I love
me.
Lemon!
Exactly.
Sure.
And then they were probably like, "Oh no!"
Oh, well, did you have to get off stage then?
I kept playing, and then the production guy was like, "Hey, man, you're bleeding from your face.
Yeah.
You should go to the hospital."
Did you go to the hospital after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Stitches?
Stitches.
Oh, fuck. I'm also always curious about this, because I know like when singers or actors, like when they're sick, it's hard for them to perform, but since you don't have to sing, is it when you're sick?
I have to play when I'm sick.
Yeah, so you just go out, right?
And yeah.
Does it suck, or is it...
No, there's like the adrenaline rush that you get from playing.
You forget about being sick.
Yeah, I don't have to sing or anything. I mean, my voice will crack for sure when I'm sick.
So yeah. Like, yeah. Do you sing? You don't make...
No.
No, you don't sing at all.
No, I don't sing.
How often do you have a show?
Every weekend.
In Vegas?
I invite you every single time, and you never want to come.
That is not true.
I have invited you to every single Vegas show, and you're always like, "Oh, man, well, LA is really nice right now." I don't know if I want to leave.
But, dude, I'm in Vegas a lot. You play, every weekend you're playing in Vegas.
No, the weekend that you went to Vegas, I think I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, I'll go. When's the next show?
I go tomorrow and Saturday.
Oh, dude, it's going to be 75 here tomorrow.
I knew it. I knew it.
It's going to be... What hotel do you play at? Give yourself a plug.
At the Wynn. At the Encore. I play Encore Beach Club in Excess.
Okay. And you don't even need to worry about ticket sales.
No.
That's so fucking crazy.
I do, but...
But like...
I'm just saying that naturally. No. Yeah, no, I don't have to worry about it. Please come to the show.
And do you... Do you enjoy it?
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's why I do it.
If you weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
Probably hanging out at this house more often, hopefully getting some YouTube videos going.
Did you like the YouTube video we made?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Or did you just say you liked it?
No, I loved it because you didn't show how bad Jeff and I did. I'm glad that you didn't show how bad we did.
In what? Oh, in tennis.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I only showed...
I'm glad you just showed how good you are. Because,
I just showed
that
my
was
highlights.
The good... Yeah. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, you were horrible. Dylan and I played. Dylan, actually, this was your idea.
I know.
Dylan challenged me to a game of tennis for $10,000, which is ridiculous. But I thought, whatever, I'll take money from a DJ. I feel like that's fine. I feel like that's completely fine.
Yeah,
so we did it. Dylan was maybe the worst tennis player I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And not only that, but he fucking smashed his racket.
Like not even a set in.
Not even a set in.
Yeah.
So we had to... So Dylan gave me the racket to play with, so I played with it for a little bit.
He still beat us.
and then Natalie had to go run and get a new racket.
Jason was the ringer. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Jason was great.
Yeah, Jason was good. Jason's not here right now, unfortunately. He's actually the co-host of this podcast.
I know, and now I had to fill in for him.
Yeah. He's out in Vegas. He's doing a show.
God damn it. He's invited
at the Encore.
Him and he said, "Man, but LA is going to be really nice this week, and I got to get back."
He'll be back right before your show. Who's the most respected DJ in the space?
Probably Diplo and Calvin Harris.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Diplo. Okay, so I have a question. What is Major Lazer?
It's Diplo.
Diplo's also in Major Lazer.
Yes.
So he just didn't, he couldn't have enough with just being Diplo. He needed something else.
Yeah, it's just like you. You got a podcast.
I got a podcast, a YouTube channel. I'm exactly like fucking Diplo.
Yeah, you are Diplo.
I'm going to be at Omnia this weekend.
Yes.
And I'm going to be performing with Jason on
playing
stage.
ABBA.
For four hours.
Yeah.
Four Dancing hours straight? Just Dancing
just
Queen.
Just yelling at me, too.
That's the only song I know.
Dylan, hit Dancing Queen.
Dylan's really good when I say, Dylan, hit Dancing Queen.
I want to have that in all your vlogs where you can say that at the end, and then somehow I'm exactly where I need to be in press play.
If I come to one of your shows in Vegas, can we somehow plan it where you play Dancing Queen
when I go? I can make the song stop and go, uh-oh, guys, the song stopped, and then David goes, hit Dancing Queen!
Oh, my God! When's your next show?
This weekend. Don't worry, I'm going to be there next weekend, too.
But what?
And the weekend after that.
When this weekend? Friday?
Friday and Saturday.
Friday night?
Friday afternoon, Saturday night.
Afternoon, like at a pool party?
Look, man, I'm just like Diplo, okay? I can't get enough.
Wait, can we actually try that, or are you just saying that to be nice?
Yeah, you can come.
Yeah. Can we try the thing where, oh my God, the music stopped?
Yes.
Okay.
That's easy. Come on. I love fucking with the crowd.
Hit Dancing Queen.
Yes.
I'm so fucking pumped. Okay, Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'll go to Vegas for it, for sure.
Okay.
You promise?
Promise.
Okay, I'll see you there.
All right, perfect. I'll see you there.
Bye.
All right, bye.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for celebrity DJ Dylan Francis. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been wild. It's been crazy. What are your social medias? Where should people find you? What songs should they listen to?
At Dylan Francis on everything. At DillonFrancis, not with an ES. Okay, please don't make that mistake.
A lot of people make that mistake.
I think so.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
You can tell me the inside scoop. Marshmello.
Yes.
Right? Why doesn't he perform at like seven different places at once and just collect checks?
That's true. I also got another question for you. Why is he allowed to speak when he's DJing, but he can't speak when he's anywhere else in interviews or anything?
Oh, is that the rule?
There's a challenge. Yeah. He can say 1, 2, 3, get your fucking hands up, but he can't talk to anybody when they interview him. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Thank you, Dylan Francis. My name is Jeff. We'll see you guys later. This is my Views Podcast. Bye.